What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we cover all the innovation happening across the Bitcoin ecosystem. I see it as my job to try and find the founders and interesting tech that's going on in all the different nooks and crannies of Bitcoin. So I am your host, Jacob Brown, but you'll see me around the interwebs as Jake Blockchain. And this is a This Week in Bitcoin episode. So that's what we're going to do. We got some news on Bitcoin proper, some news on Stacks, some big, big Lightning news, and some more stuff happening over on RSK. So without further ado, let's just jump right in to this episode. I try and keep you guys updated in 10 minutes or less. So let's get it popping, starting with Bitcoin proper. So last year, El Salvador made Bitcoin legal tender. They're doing a bunch of stuff with Bitcoin Beach. There's a Bitcoin bond coming. But that's put the traditional credit markets kind of in a tizzy with these other countries getting off of the traditional system. So they've had a bad rating for a while. And people are saying that they might default on some of their bonds. So in an act to some to dispel those myths, they have begun a program to purchase back bonds early if people want to cash them in. So if you have a 2023 bond or a 2025 bond in El Salvador, they'll buy those back for a certain set price. I'm not exactly sure what that means. I'm not really a finance heavy guy. I just kind of like know some of the overview stuff, but I just want to put that as a little note. I think El Salvador is a big one to watch for Bitcoiners, because if it goes well, they can become a shining example of how other countries can, you know, lift themselves up by their own through good decision making and, you know, leading in the Bitcoin space. So just putting that one there. All right, next up in Bitcoin land, Spiral, which is the one of the offshoots of Block. I can never tell which one's which. Is Block the main one? Spiral the main one? But it's something that it's one of Jack Dorsey's companies. It's Bitcoin focused. And they released a Block Explorer. So that doesn't sound that interesting, but apparently a lot of the Block Explorers that you currently use, they take your IP address and some of your data that can get transferred across the ISP just for browsing the web, which is pretty standard. But if you're trying to be really, really private, someone could glean data from that ISP data. So at least they put you in a geographical location, maybe further. So I guess this new Explorer, which I'll link below, has kind of like the highest grade privacy tools to where it's just not possible to track you at all using that Explorer. So if you went to a Block Explorer otherwise, and you paste in your Bitcoin address, there's now a link between that Bitcoin address and some of the machine data that it was transferred when you went onto that website. So with this new Explorer, that's a thing of the past. Pretty cool. And then last but not least, I'll just link to in the description below to the Bitcoin OpTech newsletter, which is like super nerdy in the weeds about Bitcoin Core and some Lightning. So this is a newsletter for people who are watching the Bitcoin Core maintainers and like what they're working on week by week by week. So if that's something up your alley, feel free to check that out. All right, next up, we'll jump into Stacks. But real quick, quick word from my sponsor.
We all know Bitcoin is for the innovators, the revolutionaries, and the builders looking to build a better world for themselves and for the next generation. We also know the saying, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now. The same thing applies to building on Bitcoin. If you want to come build with the most active developer community building new use cases for Bitcoin, then it's time you make the leap to learning Clarity. Clarity is the Stacks smart contract programming layer, which enables us to work on DeFi, smart contracts, and so much more, all built with the safety and security that comes with Bitcoin. Start today by going to start.stacks.org. Start.stacks.org has a five-step journey that will take you from complete Stacks novice to teaching you Clarity, all the way to finding a job with a Web3 Stacks startup. Don't wait another month, year, or decade waiting to get involved in the Bitcoin ecosystem. Start building on Bitcoin today. Go to start.stacks.org to start learning and building today.
All right. Thank you to the Stacks Foundation for making this possible. And yeah, so Stacks, a few things going on. One, they launched a collaborative course on blockchains with Codecademy. So for the blockchain noob, doesn't know what it means, they can now watch this free course, interact with this free course to learn the very basics of how blockchains work. So trying to get the educate the masses on what the benefits are of blockchains. All right, second, Stacks 2.1 continues to be worked on. It's coming. I don't think there's a set date yet. The code is still being written. You can go to the GitHub and watch as things are getting passed around and, you know, what do they call it? PRs reviewed. So, but yeah, I dropped a link to an article. This upgrade is a big upgrade as far as making Bitcoin more of a star citizen on Stacks and making the integration between Stacks and Bitcoin main chain much stronger. So something to watch if you're curious about Stacks or you're already a Stacks supporter, you want to see exactly what can you expect from this next one. I'm going to do a breakdown video soon, but there's a ton of good stuff. The one thing that's not here yet is using Bitcoin proper, the BTC, the asset, in a super easy way. It's not going to come in Stacks 2.1 directly, but there's tools coming to make it easier. So it lays the foundation. And then last but not least for Stacks, BTC names have been going crazy. So decentralized identities, this idea that especially as we're going to a more pseudonymous or privacy-focused culture, or just having a persistent identity online that you can carry from protocol to protocol and app to app. .BTC names is one version of that. So there's ENS on Ethereum, there's .BTC on Stacks, Web5 is an initiative put on by Spiral or Block. One of these is going to win the internet, just like how you sign in with Google or sign in with Facebook. There was something like that that you just carry around the internet. And people seem to be snatching up a lot of the more valuable perceived names, and they're putting a lot of transactions on the network. So cool to see people. It seems like it's somewhat speculative. They're just trying to get it for the cash out in the future. But given current BTC or Stacks price, I mean, you could buy a .BTC name for like 50 cents. So if you haven't got one yet, get you one. All right. Coming up now with Lightning, Taro is the biggest news this week by far. So if you don't know what Taro is, it's Taproot and Lightning integrated in some way that allows different assets to be carried along the Lightning network. So you can carry stable coins is kind of the most common put example, but it could be other assets is my understanding. And so, the way that Taproot works, and this is a very broad overview, but it's something where Bitcoin has UTXOs and you can put more data into those UTXOs, those transactions, and have them ride along with the Bitcoin asset on Lightning. So I don't know specifics. I got to do a breakdown of that video as well. But Taro code was announced and released today. So now you can put up the alpha version of Taro on a testnet and see and start to play with what that's going to look like. So early, but Taro could be big for changing how foreign exchange works, Western Union, remittances, but also just like paying people. Like, you know, Fiverr is great for finding someone who is in a country that has a lower currency or lower, you know, living wage, and you can get great work done for a cheaper price. But there's fees in between through PayPal or whatever. Lightning could do that for almost no cost, very fast, and you could pay them in a harder asset. So I'm super bullish for someone creating, you know, the Fiverr on Lightning and just getting rid of all this stuff. So I can pay someone maybe less or maybe more, and they get more of the money that goes to them, which is going to have a bigger impact. So super bullish on Taro. This is exciting to watch. All right, next up. There's been some talks about the privacy on Lightning. I don't know the specifics of it, but there's a new service called LN Proxy, that allows you to spin up an invoice that then pays a different invoice and makes it more private, I guess. If you haven't used Lightning, this might sound kind of crazy. But yeah, so it allows you to kind of like hide your payment in some way and make your Lightning invoice payments much more private. That's cool. And then last one on Lightning, Thunder Games, that's THNDR Games. They're a Bitcoin first company, and you play games and you can stack sats. They have this new game, their version of the classic Solitaire, but they have a ton of games. So if you haven't checked out Thunder, they're on Android, they're on iOS. I like Bitcoin Bounce. It's like a reaction time game. But yeah, if you have some downtime, you're just chilling, check out Thunder Games, and you can stack some sats and just chill. So that's it for Lightning. And then last but not least for the week, coming up is RSK and more news from Sovereign. So Sovereign has their Zero protocol where you take BTC, you convert it into RBTC on RSK, and then you can lock up that RBTC on Sovereign in their Zero loan protocol and take out a zero interest loan against your RBTC. So now, and that's a protocol. So what that means is that the standards are open and someone else could build different front ends and offer different options using those same smart contracts. So someone's doing that. It's called Fluid. You can check it out at, let me see here, fluidsats.com. And they're going to bring a different kind of UI and remove some of the steps to get your RBTC. So when you do a zero protocol loan, it mints you a stablecoin in ZUSD. And I guess there's a couple of steps to get that ZUSD into a more favorable stablecoin that has more liquidity across the crypto space. So this Fluid company that's building on top of the Zero protocol, it's going to make it easier, I guess, to get into a stablecoin that you actually want to be in. So it's something to watch out for. I'm also continually impressed by how these open protocols, what they actually unlock. So, you know, the protocol is just running on the blockchain, and then people can interact with it as they wish and build different interfaces or different value propositions based on that. I think we're going to see that more and more over time. We're just in the first inning of that, but I think it could be huge. All right, and then last thing with Sovereign is they've been moving their data infrastructure to Graph Protocol, which is called GraphQL. And so that allows them to index and access blockchain data that then gets pushed to the website in a more decentralized fashion. I don't know the specifics on Graph Protocol, but they're moving all their infrastructure as far as data feeds to Graph. And I believe they're coming close to being finished with that integration. So that's pretty cool. All right. And that's it. You are now updated with the most important things I saw this week in Bitcoin. Yeah, that's it. If you love the show, please do me a favor and listen on Fountain, fountain.fm. It's a podcast app and you can send me some sats, but maybe you'll get rewarded for listening to podcasts. So it's a Lightning integrated podcast app. I think it's the future. It's amazing to use. You can clip out pieces from this episode, post them on, and if people like them, they can send you sats. So check out Fountain. And yeah, that's it for this week. I love y'all. I'll see you next episode. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting.
I've been waiting now, I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, cause I don't think about everything going wrong in my house.